The Ten Commandments, a gift from God. We read in the Gospel that a young man came to Jesus and asked, "Master, what good deed must I do to possess eternal life?" And the Lord answered, "If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." Our Lord clearly showed him and all of us the way to heaven. Keeping the commandments is the way to salvation. He who keeps them is saved, and he who does not is condemned. God revealed to Moses the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, and they were engraved in stone so that the people of God would not forget them. Jesus Christ perfected the law and entrusted it to the Church, so that she might safeguard it and teach it to all men. Following Christ implies keeping the commandments. The goal of man. Man's goal is that for which he was created by God. Man's final goal is to give glory to God, loving and obeying him on earth so as to be happy with him afterwards in heaven. We have been created to give glory to God. That is the reason for our existence. How can we give glory to God? By always doing his will. The divine will leads man to his goal, and we as free beings ought to assume his will, wanting to love and obey our Creator and Lord. The divine will is expressed fundamentally in the commandments of the law. Eternal law orders creation to its goal. By observing created things, we see that they follow some natural laws. The earth revolves around the sun, plants bloom in spring, man feels bad when he does not behave well, and so on. This order does not exist by chance. It has been perfectly thought out by God's wisdom. God has created everything so that each creature, minerals, plants, animals, and man, attains its goal. Since this order has been foreseen and planned by God from eternity, we call it the eternal law. Natural law as a guide for man. Minerals, plants, and animals always obey God's law, the eternal law, which is determined for them through physical and biological laws. Man, as a free creature, freely guides himself after discovering with his intellect the law God has placed within him. This law, engraved by God in our hearts, is called the natural law, and since it is engraved in human nature, it binds all men of all times. Since natural law is a part of the eternal law, man cannot change it. It is therefore universal and immutable. At times it is difficult to know natural law. The natural law is engraved in men's hearts so that they may know with a certain degree of ease the fundamental principles. St. Paul says that pagans are not excused for not glorifying God. Nevertheless, at times it is not easy to know the natural law. Original sin and personal sins obscure the intellect. For this reason, and in order that all men may know it more easily, with certitude and without error, God revealed his will and gave us the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments point out our essential duties, and indirectly, the fundamental rights inherent in the human person. The Ten Commandments contain a privileged expression of natural law. The revelation of the Ten Commandments to Moses. Not only did God engrave his law in the human heart, but he also revealed himself clearly to man. In Mount Sinai, when the chosen people had fled from Egypt, God announced to Moses the Ten Commandments, or the Decalogue, engraving them in stone so that they would not be forgotten. The Ten Commandments are summed up in the Catechism as follows. Firstly, you shall love God above all things. Secondly, you shall not take the name of God in vain. Thirdly, remember to keep holy the Lord's Day, and so on. The commandments outline clearly how we should behave and mark out the way to happiness in this life and in the next. That is why we say that the Ten Commandments are a gift from God. They are the instrument by which God shows men what is good and what is evil, what is true and what is false, what is pleasing and what is displeasing to Him. Jesus Christ perfects the law. The law given by God to Moses in Mount Sinai was made perfect by Jesus Christ, who proposed himself as the model and the way to obtain eternal life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. This perfection is more clearly seen in the new commandment of love. After being told to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, we are told to love one another the way He has loved us. The Decalogue has to be interpreted in the light of this commandment of charity, which is the fullness of the law. The Church, continuing the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, continues to teach, guard, and interpret the law given by God to mankind. The obligation of observing the commandments. Since God is the Creator and Lord of the universe, all creation is under His law. Irrational creatures follow it inexorably, but man is free and can refuse to follow it. If man does not observe the law, he commits a sin, offends God, and hurts himself and others. On the contrary, if he observes the commandments, he is sure to be on the right path and to be doing God's will. But we should not feel oppressed by the commandments. We should keep in mind that God wishes His favorite creature, man, to be very happy, and for this reason, God defends and guards man's freedom with concrete norms. To observe the commandments with love. The commandments are like a path with well-designed road signs, which tell us how to act and warn us of dangers. It is clear that the Ten Commandments are a proof of God's love. Therefore, the commandments should be observed with love. In order to observe the commandments faithfully and with love, we have to know the contents of each commandment. Resolutions for Christian life. Learn the Ten Commandments. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Make a firm resolution to always observe God's commandments, trusting in supernatural grace.